Hey everyone, I'm Blind Cool Tech. This is Chris Judd. Today is September 9th, 2006. And sorry I haven't been up here in a while. I've been pretty busy. And I've been busy working on my tutorials and getting them all posted. For those of you who have been on the BCT list, you've seen a couple of my postings about the tutorials, and I thought I would make a podcast for those of you that are not on the BCT list. And I've asked people who purchased my tutorials, I said, where'd you hear about them, first of all? Because I'd like to know, just for informational purposes. And they say either from friends, or off of email lists, or the overwhelming response has been from my BCT podcasts. So that's a good sign. It shows me that a lot of people do listen to the podcasts that not only I, but you guys create, and that's cool. I know I sound like I'm Larry Skukon, but I'm not. That's cool, and that's why I like Blind Cool Tech. I like putting these podcasts up, as many of us do who make these for everybody, all you listeners. So keep checking the site out. It's really neat. All right, let's move on to the topic of this podcast. I have 11 tutorials out now. I forget the last time I posted a podcast regarding these tutorials. I don't recall how many I've posted the last time, but I now have 11 out, and I will list them and talk about each one, and then I will discuss the prices. I think that's better than doing the prices first and then doing the tutorials. But first of all, let me give my contact information if you want to email me and if you have any questions. My email address is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, Chas, C-H-A-S, 0713 at charter, charter.net. And I'll be glad to answer any questions you might have regarding the tutorials. Okay, let's get to the list here. Let me dig out my sheets of paper here, and then we can go through them. Just bear with me here. They fell down. There we go. Sorry about that. Okay, here's the list of tutorials, and the first tutorial we're going to talk about is accessible games. Now, I have reviewed here on BCT some games from KitchensInc.net. If you go into the archive section and look, you'll see I reviewed a ton of games from KitchensInc, such as their football game, or his football game, Life, Battleship, Monopoly, Baseball, etc. On these tutorials, though, I go into more detail. I actually play a little bit longer of a game than I did on the podcasts due to time. I didn't want to take up a lot of time here for these podcasts on the BCT site here. So what I did in the tutorials is I actually went in, I played a couple of, like for the casino on Kitchen Sink, I played a couple of hands of blackjack, and I played a couple of hands of the slot machines on that? I don't remember, but I played a bunch of the games in more detail. I gave you a bunch of commands for the keys and the shortcut keys and things like that. So that's good. That's a good tutorial to get. And I also have added a sequel to it. It's called Accessible Games Part 2. Now, what does that cover? Well, that covers, for example, how to play Grizzly Gulch. It also covers Top Speed 2, Whoop-Ass, and I also talk about audiogames.net. I actually go there and we take a look at that page a little bit. That's the second tutorial. The third tutorial is eBay. And eBay, a lot of you know, is a very popular site, and I talk about how to bid, buy, register for eBay, paying for items. If you have a dispute, I'd go into that detail. into some detail and more. So the third tutorial is eBay. The fourth one just added. Now we're starting to get into the new tutorials now. Jobs and employment. This tutorial covers how to search different job sites, such as Indeed.com and others. We also demonstrate the NFB job line, and we also talk about interviewing tips, and we discuss samples of resumes, the different types of resumes that are out there. We discuss them, and that's a very popular one. That's a lot of people want to purchase that one. That's a real popular one from the sales that I've been getting. The next one is Winamp. If you have never used Winamp before, I go into how to, for example, play and stop a track, how to do the playlist editor, how to work the playlist editor, how to go into the Winamp library and search for stations. I go into a number of different things. So Winamp, if you've never used Winamp or you want to learn how to use Winamp, that's the tutorial. That's tutorial number 5 is Winamp. Number 6 is PayPal. Now, PayPal is an online payment system that a lot of people use when they are transferring money over the internet, or I should say not over the internet, but to another person through to a bank account or anything like that, or if they're doing eBay. I actually take you through PayPal. I show you what an account page looks like, the layout of the account page, and I show you a new thing on PayPal. It's called PayPal Shops, and that's basically where you can go onto PayPal, and using your PayPal balance, they have some stores on the PayPal website. I show you how to access those. The next one is Replay AV. Now, Replay AV is a program that lets you record audio streams onto your computer. It basically takes and downloads the stream for you onto your computer. You don't need to use your sound card. It does it for you. And I go into the program. I go to the website. You do have to pay for this program. I go into the website. I talk about the website. I talk about how to schedule programs, how to locate stations using the media guide, and also how to locate shows. And I also talk about using Replay AV's URL finder, which is really neat. Let's see. Next we have Microsoft Word. I have help from my fiance Chastity on this one, as well as she helps me out on the jobs tutorial as well. She discusses in this one, this is one that she does on her own, we talk about, for example, when we go into the menus of Word and we talk about how to center a paper when you're writing a paper, how to make it look nice. We also discuss some keyboard shortcuts on Word. How do you center a paper? What keyboard shortcut do you use? We also discuss with Word how to do address labels using Word. We actually do a couple of address labels, and we go into detail on that. So it's very informative. So if you've never used Microsoft Word before, if you have used Word but you want to know some other advanced tools, this is the tutorial for you. Again, it's called Microsoft Word. Outlook Express is the next tutorial, and what I do in this one is I go through the different menus. I discuss how to do return receipt. I discuss how to do basic settings in Outlook. It's a really short I wouldn't say a short tutorial, but it's informative. A lot of these tutorials are informative. A lot of people say I do a good job on explaining things in a way that they can understand it. So that's really nice to hear, and Elk Express, that's a good tutorial to purchase if you've never really used the program before, and you want to get the most out of it. Next is accessible websites. I take you through four of my favorite websites. Some of these you may have heard of, some of these you may not have heard of before. Some of the websites included are Craigslist.org, FreeCycle, and Polestar.com. And I think there's another website in there too. I take you through them. We go through the web page, take you through all the links, and we, as far as Craigslist and Polestar are concerned, we search for things. I show you how to accomplish that task. And lastly, we have a college tutorial just added. A college tutorial. This is for you students out there who are going into college, or anybody that is in college or is thinking, well, I'm having problems here. What do I do in college? Well, we talk about how to use the, how to find readers, how to use RFB and D. We discuss how to post flyers, I guess, like I said, for readers, and we also discuss how to, if you need help with your DSS office, we have, we talk about that as well in there. So if you're a college student or you know somebody who is a college student, that's the tutorial for them. And feel free to pass the word on. If you want to get an email copy of all the tutorials I just mentioned, I actually wrote out a whole list of all of them. And it's all in a Word document. So if you want me to email you a copy of all the tutorials, which goes into more detail about what I just described, please send me an email. And I'll be more than happy to reply back and give you the document with the complete list of the tutorials. Okay, now we're going to move on to the pricing information. Now, the pricing information, if you purchase these tutorials in a bundle, for example, if you buy one tutorial, it's $8. So all these tutorials are like $8 a piece. Well, depending on, you know, there's different prices for each one. I'll just read the what I have here, and then if you have any questions, you can just ask me. But if you buy one tutorial, it's $8. If you buy one, two, or three tutorials, it's $8. Just $8. That's it. $8 total. Not versus $8 times two tutorials. That's 16 times three is whatever. If you buy four tutorials, that would be $28 instead of $32. If you buy five tutorials, it's $35 instead of $40. If you buy six, that's $42 instead of $48. If you buy seven, it's $42 instead of $56. If you buy eight, it's $48 instead of $64. If you buy nine, it's $54 instead of $72. If you buy 10, it's $60 instead of $80. And if you buy all 11 tutorials, it's $66 instead of $88. Now, you're probably wondering, well, what payment methods do I accept? Well, I accept the most preferred method is PayPal, but if you don't have a PayPal account, that's just fine with me. I don't mind. I accommodate you in that aspect. I accept personal check or money order. And if you want to pay by PayPal, please send me an email, and I will tell you the correct address to send the PayPal account to. And also, if you're paying by check, please email me, and I'll be glad to send you my street address, and you can send me your check in the mail. So again, that does it for my 11 tutorials, and I want to remind everybody that if you would like to be updated on any tutorials, or I am now selling some CDs as well. I have a ton of them up there on my email list I have. If you want to join my email list, it's a low traffic list. I mean, the only person that posts to that list is yours truly, me. I'm the only one that posts to it. We have about 45 members on it. It's called Blind Sales. And I post down there what I'm selling. Like right now, like I said, I got about 20 or 25 CDs up there for sale. And if you'd like to join that list, please send a blank email to blindsales, blindsales-subscribe at yahoogroups.com. Again, blindsales-subscribe at yahoogroups.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to hear from some of you soon regarding the tutorials. I'll see you on the next podcast, everybody.